crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore.
But of course it does matter, and quite rightly so, because the Buddy the Musical is still going great guns, and rightly so, when you've actually got a lead of such consummate style, personification and wonderment as Glenn Joseph running the whole sort of sequence, which is wonderful. Glenn, welcome to the programme. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, how are you?
Excellent. Delighted to touch base with you once again. I hadn't realised, actually, you had a Nashville connection, which ties in with our weekly Nashville features from Cameron Tilbury, Maple Star Music and Media. But just that's another issue, because we're here to talk about the Buddy Holly story, the UK tour. His music's never going to go away, is it? It's just so good.
No, I don't think so. I think it's timeless. It harks back to a kind of very nice era that there's a lot of people associate with the kind of birth of rock and roll, and he was, you know, obviously originally a country music singer, you know, he had roots in gospel, as most people did when they came from, you know, from West Texas, and he moved into rock and roll, and we were having a discussion yesterday. I originally described Buddy as, like, he would be the player's player of the year, whereas Elvis was, you know, the fan's player of the year. And somebody said to me, no, I've got a better analogy than that. They went, Elvis was Cristiano Ronaldo, but Buddy Holly was Paul Scholes. So, do you know, if anyone's into football, they'll understand that immediately. I'm going to have to remember that one.
I thought, given your northern roots, you might have been talking about Jane Tudor or Johan Caballé or something, but no.
Well, yeah, I can't talk about Johan Caballé anymore.
No, this is very true, of course, yes.
The wounds are still too open.
It'll be okay in the end, I'm sure.
Of course. Yes,
that's
the critical
line of the whole thing. How is the tour going? Because, I mean, it's one of those plays where I think one of those performances that, having been privileged to catch up with it a wee while ago, it was almost made for the phrase Dancing in the Aisles, because there are so many wonderful classic musical numbers that you don't even realise who's involved with. I mean, you know, Heartbeat, Doesn't Matter Anymore, Listen to Me, Maybe Baby, they're all there, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right, and I think that one of the most interesting things for us is when people, you know, catch us at the stage door, what have you, and they go, oh, I didn't realise he wrote that, and I didn't realise he did that one. I think it's certainly for a younger generation, and we are, ironically, considering, you know, that it's probably catered now, considering the era, to the Silver Surfers, but it's now we're getting a younger audience than ever, because people are telling, you know, their kids and their grandkids, you know, oh, you need to come see the show. Now we get, you know, three and even in some cases four generations of people sat in the audience together, you know, families coming to see the show. And like you said, it's designed for Dancing in the Aisles, because it's not very often that people can get the opportunity to actually dance to the music that they grew up on. Yeah. Particularly, you know, if somebody, like, for example, like my dad, who was a huge Buddy Holly fan when he was at school. So when he was, you know, 14 or 15, that's when, you know, Buddy's hits were coming out. And now, you know, his era, his generation, it's one of the few places they can go to actually celebrate the music. And that's what we try and do in the show. Obviously, the majority of people will know, you know, it's sort of like you watch Titanic, you know how it ends. With Buddy, you know what happens to himself, Richie and Bopper. Whereas, you know, we wanted to celebrate the music and to give people an opportunity to actually, you know, enjoy that bygone era rather than, you know, wallowing in the misery, which was obviously, you know, the day the music died.
Well, as Don McLean rightly said in American Pie, the connection works on every level. A few name checks for the rest of the cast, because I think it's important to obviously share the ensemble routine here. Would you like to just share with us in terms of who else is actually making this show so wondrous?
Absolutely. Well, the Crickets, myself, obviously, Roger Rowley, who's my alternate, who plays Buddy on some of the occasions, and Scott Haining, who plays Joe B, who's a bit of a whiz at playing the double bass behind his head. And also we've got Adam Flint, who's on drums at the moment. He's playing Jerry Allison. But of course, for those people who, you know, who come for Buddy and stay for Richie Valens' hip whittling, there's Will Pierce, who's playing Richie Valens, and Jason Blackwater, who's playing the Big Bopper as well, which, you know, is obviously incredibly important, because a big nod in the show is given to those guys, because it wasn't just about Buddy. You know, the marquee reads the Buddy Holly story. but it was, you know, so much more than that. And Peter Kenworthy, who plays Norman Petty as well, is, you know, highly, you know, massively responsible for, you know, for shaping Buddy's career. If it wasn't for Norman Petty, he would have never found his voice, if you know what I mean. Buddy had these great ideas, but when he was a decker, they just had no idea how to market him, how to control the kind of the rock and roll. And I think Norman, instead of trying to control it, allowed him to an outlet for it, and that's what made Buddy so popular and gave him that outlet to the rest of the world.
And there's something strangely wonderful about, obviously, the geeky nature that perhaps Buddy initially portrays with the glasses and the whole range of factors from that. And you think this is, I mean, you mentioned, obviously, with respect to Elvis earlier. I mean, Elvis clearly, and then Chuck Berry and the rocker, even the Hello Baby, Big Bopper himself, just slipped up in there, yeah. They all had a kind of persona where you think, yeah, they're rock and roll and all the rest of its pieces. Buddy, you probably sort of think, would have been a tax accountant, possibly, or something.
Well, yeah, he certainly didn't look like it's difficult to define what an average rock and roller looked like, but he didn't look, you know, like the kind of what we associate with the James Dean-esque Elvis Presley rock and roll vibe. But I think that's part of the reason it made him so popular, is that, you know, he was the underdog, if it wasn't for Buddy, there wouldn't have been the Beatles. Of course, the Beatles even took their name from the fact that they wanted an insect band name, hence the coming from the crickets, of course. You know, John Lennon was very famously quoted as saying, you know, Buddy made it cool, quote unquote, to wear glasses.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, exactly what we wanted to achieve.
I mean, one's almost tempted to say that in these days of multi-platform YouTubing and reality shows and all the rest of the bits and pieces, that maybe that sort of image wouldn't necessarily sort of go. And ultimately, what I'm saying is, it's the music that actually is so strong. And in days of radio, where that was the first time you actually heard it, it was actually a whole new experience of actually sort of picking the music up through the through the headsets, through the radio, etc., as opposed to, say, the image. But it's just a
minor
point. Now, Glenn, one thing I need to sort of raise with you, because I thought this was phenomenal. I just checked the social networking. Yes, we are still, I think, Facebook buddies, as far as I'm aware. So at least I still like Glenn Joseph, which is fine. Still was nice. I think we did that a wee while ago. I can't believe it's about a year ago since we last spoke. But I need to ask you, WWE legend Mick Foley's UK tour. What were you doing with respect to the? I mean, presumably, we are looking at the wrestler Mick Foley in this particular area.
We are indeed. I co-own a wrestling company.
Yeah.
In London, called Progress Wrestling, which
yes.
is our next show. Sold out at the Electric Ballroom on March 30th. Just to drop that in.
Nice, very good.
You can join the waiting list. I'm sure there's a website. I know there's a website, but it's not about that right now. Mick was doing a UK stand-up tour, and Jim Smallman, who's my co-owner at Progress, who's also a stand-up comedian, was opening for him on the UK tour, and he, I can't remember if he couldn't do a date or he needed somebody to fill in, so I filled in then. Obviously, they say never meet your heroes unless their name's Mick Foley. And he was absolutely one of the most wonderful people I ever met, considering a man, you know, who's bled on every continent and, you know, and wrestled all over the world and been thrown off cages and all of the rest of it. What a thoroughly lovely chap, and somebody who I'm now very proud to consider a friend. And, probably my most high profile Twitter follower as well.
See, I say the same about Rodney Marsh and Colin Bell, actually, in terms of heroes.
Oh, very good.
There we are. In terms of the actual sort of line itself, obviously it's a nice way of balancing both of the sort of areas there. Buddy the Musical, do you ever get tired of the tunes, the songs themselves? I mean, I can't imagine you would, but are there times where you think, oh, not another case of Raining in My Heart?
No, I mean, there have been occasions where, you know, in a drizzly matinee in Grimsby or somewhere that, you know, your mind may suddenly go to, have I left the gas on? Very, very rarely. I think it's because there is an extra member of the cast who doesn't tour around with us, and that's the audience. And they are very much, you know, a huge influence on the way the show goes, and even down to the fact that you start looking at people towards the finale, and they're looking around to see if anybody else has stood up, because nobody wants to be the first person to stand up.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, some people do, some people get off on it. It's one of those things that when you see the reaction to it, and you see how much people love the music, Even if you're having a terrible day or whatever, you realise how much this means to people as well. And it could be quite a humbling process to be playing, you know, a man who had an 18-month career and had all of those hits and you know, was kind of cruelly ripped away from us at 22. So one must never forget the privilege that you have playing Buddy.
In fact, we'll give you to round up this piece. We'll be asking you to make a choice between "Oh Boy," "Raining in My Heart," "Well All Right," "True Love Ways," "Think It Over," and "Rave On." But I'll let you to just think about that because we haven't quite finished as yet, Glenn. Suffice to say that the Buddy Holly Story UK tour, it's around out, will be at the Darlington Civic Theatre very shortly. A little plug there for that, which is fantastic.
Actually, this week.
That's why I said, you see, on the nose. So, tickets are probably just about available, but if you're annoying about this, go there. It's absolutely sensational and will be truly wondrous. We've got two final questions for you, good self. Of course, actually, a little plug. The wrestling side of things also worthwhile noting that's glennjoseph.co.uk as far as the website is actually concerned. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us, Glenn, on your return to Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting?
Well, it's always a pleasure, never at all.
Well, it's a cliche, but it still works. The magic's still there. So I'm just thinking, actually, then, we really should, hopefully, because we were just down in London recently talking to our friends at the National Theatre and doing our usual London location report with a fine range of other folk. But it'd be quite nice to actually do a little London piece with you in the not-too-distant future. Would you be up for possibly connecting with us in person with some of our outside broadcast units, as obviously the Buddy tour continues and indeed the wrestling just intrigues me. I think we should definitely follow through with that.
Absolutely, I try and be back every weekend, and me and the missus are moving into our new home in June. So I'll be back in London if I lost. Well, it's just where I don't consider it my home. The North East will always be my home, but for the time being, it's nice to actually have, you know, a base in London.
As I've said, we need to go down there to civilise them. It's important. They don't realise it, but we're kind of feeding in that civilising northern talent to the whole area. Otherwise, just be lost.
Smiling on the tube.
Exactly. It's critical in every sense of the word. So I take it we could connect in the very near future. Okay, the time has now come for you to make that choice between those who raised that. Oh Boy, Raining in My Heart, Well All Right, True Love Ways, Think It's Over, or Rave On. Where do you want to go?
Well, this would change daily, but today I'll go with Raining in My Heart.
Well, it's a meteorological line as well, and it has a certain magic too. Glenn Joseph, we salute you. Take care now.
Thanks, Sam.
What's gonna become of me? I tell my blues they mustn't show, but soon these tears are bound to flow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart, raining in my heart, raining in my heart.
And there we go, Buddy Holly, Raining in My Heart, taking us out of the Glenn Joseph item there. And of course, the Buddy Holly story on UK tour, Buddy Holly story, and in Darlington this week. So moving on from there, back to the countryside, where it never rains. Well, it pours. It does wonderful things all the time, particularly when you've got the sunshine that is Living Heritage at work. And we can actually speak now to that ace man behind Living Heritage. Of course, that would be the fabulous Mark Hughes. How are you, Mark?
I'm fine, thanks.
Excellent. Good to connect with your good self. So where in the world are you today?
We're at Thoresby Park. On the fringe of Robin Hood country.
Absolutely. Now, we've heard a great deal from our erstwhile producer and indeed regular countryside correspondent Minty Steed about the joys of Thoresby, and of course the fantastic nature of Living Heritage, because not only do you actually have fantastic events, the locations are pretty much to die for. You actually specifically make a point of obviously sort of basing your events at parts of the country that are just startlingly wonderful.
Yes, we've got some glorious venues. Burley, Sandringham, Bowood, just to name a few.
In fact, I have to say, Mark, I'm holding my hand up here on behalf of the Midweek Drive and the Midweek Drivettes team. We have been saying we should get down and actually do a live location report with your good self. We still haven't coped with it. 2014, hopefully we will connect with you, possibly in the very near future.
Yeah, we'd love to see you come down and do something.
Yeah, no, very, very much so. So, Thoresby in particular, I've heard all sorts of the crazy events that are going on there, but share with us what's happening this weekend, or say, first weekend in March. Is it going to be Mad March Madness or just wonderment personified?
Hopefully a bit of both.
Yeah.
We've got activity in all three arenas, which you can come and watch. Sometimes it's a bit difficult to choose which one to watch because there's so much going on, but yeah, there's lots of good stuff happening.
Now, I'm looking at, again, the Living Heritage website. Presumably we're actually under livingheritage.craftshows.co.uk?
No, Country Shows.
Country Shows.
Countryshows.com.
Countryshows.com, which is fine for that. When you set up this, because, I mean, you've been going for a few years now, I mean, and in terms of, as we say, it's literally a great day out for all the family in every sense. I mean, I see that the ground is solid tomorrow, which is nice. The show is going ahead at Thoresby Hall, and it's around for the... Clearly, we are at the behest of the weather, but again, it's important to, I suppose, dress sensibly, but actually, you know, come in looking to have a good time. I'm just sort of looking at some of these canine agility courses. It's extraordinary, you know, yeah. It's fantastic. We hear a great deal about the importance of healthy living and all the rest of it. And I've been banging on for a good number of years now saying, look, one of the best ways in which you can keep healthy, stay healthy and have a healthy outlook is don't be a couch potato. Get out to one of these wonderful country shows. Get out to one of these Living Heritage events. And just actually through walking around, you kind of increase your level of fitness.
That's right. Yeah, walking's very good exercise. Mm-hmm. Particularly if you've got a dog. I mean... There's lots of activities down here, so we welcome dogs and they can come in. I've got one or two competitions, the owners can have a go with them, so it all works in that sort of general favour.
Yeah. Frightening thing is, though, I'm looking at the countdown and I see it's 22 hours, 33 minutes and now 47 seconds till the actual show launches. Oh, my words! If you listen to this on podcast, yeah, who knows?
Yeah, the website's a new one this year. We've had a new web designer in, she's put together a new one. And way back in early January, she put the day counter on, and we're thinking, oh, and 33 days left, and then it slowly ticks down, and when you actually get, it comes down, you think, crumbs, here we go.
Exactly. I presume that the little canine that actually has the speech bubble saying, click here to buy your tickets for the next show, that's not the web designer.
No,
that's all right. Just you know, you never know. I mean, canine's very clever these days. Okay, let's look at some of the things. We've got World of Dogs. We've got Falconry Village. We've got crafts. We've got food. We've got angling. We've got chainsaw carving. We've got field sports. And, of course, we've got vintage. I mean, this must almost be the dream job for yourself, Mark. Cause, I mean, or is it a case of, no, I let other people have the fun. I have to organise this one and then the next ones.
To a certain extent, it's a way of life, really. We literally do travel the country for 9-10 months of the year. So it's a way of life. You enjoy it, or to be honest, if you didn't enjoy it, you couldn't do it.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's just nice to take part in that sort of happy environment. Mm. I mean, there's nothing better when the sun's out. Everybody comes in happy.
Indeed.
And everybody has a good time, and they go away, and you feel you've achieved something.
We were just talking
it's a nice sort of nice field of operation to be in.
Indeed, we were just talking, as I mentioned, to Glenn Joseph, who's in the music, the Buddy Holly story, and I didn't realise he also sort of is involved with wrestling, which is quite astonishing. But again, both aspects of show business and so on. I'm just sort of thinking in terms of the medieval jousting and the various other sort of factors that are actually there. Again, it is something where, you know, we hear immersive reality, 3D and all the rest of the bits and pieces, but this is something which it's not only quintessentially British in terms of quality and range of things there, but there's just so much fun things to actually do. And as we say, I mean, we strapline, it's not a great day out for all the family. There's something here which I think you're guaranteed to find enjoyable and worthwhile, really.
Yeah, I mean, you touched basically briefly on the fitness thing. Come out and have a walk. But if you want to take it a stage further, you can come out, and if you ever fancied fishing or shooting or one of the other activities, you literally have a go. So you can come down and have a 20-minute course with the fishermen. It's a free course, and you might be hooked for life, so to speak. Yeah. Or there's... You know, you look at the dogs, people, what people do with dogs. Some, the dogs do some amazing things. You've got the air rifles, you've got the clay shoot, you can come have a go at it if you've not shot before. It's all one-to-one tuition, so there's an excellent opportunity to have a go at something and see if you want to take it up as a future pastime.
I think we'll be getting some of the midweek drivers, the Gabriella Peraltas and the Rachel Warrens and the Ed Wellmans. I think we'll be making our way through to future events, and certainly like you on Facebook as well, because if you want to go to Facebook and literally look for Living Heritage Events, that's Living Heritage Events, then you can like and all the rest of the bits and pieces. Where do you go after Thoresby? What are the upcoming sort of gigs that Living Heritage will be sort of coming to and locations that you'll be found at?
Well, we've got a new show in 2 weeks' time down in Suffolk at Henham Park, which is in between Beckles and Ipswich.
That's right. March the 15th, March the 16th, I see, from that.
15th and 16th.
Yep.
Beautiful estate. Got some water as well, which is always good for the fishermen. Mm. Then we move on to Sandringham with a craft show.
Yeah.
And then we go to another new venue in South Wales, so we hope the ground's okay this year. We go to a place called Thonmon Castle. Almost next to Cardiff Airport.
Now, I crossed my way over to the Principality last year when I was doing a bit of external examining work for the University of South Wales, and I was thinking then, having not been across the border into that strange and bizarre world of dragons and mists and so on, I thought actually it would make a good list. So I think we looked at that. I'm also looking, certainly for the Lincolnshire listener, to the Burley Game and Country Fair on May 25th and 26th, which I think is quite fun, because I know we regularly do the Burley horse trials, but we've been saying we should really actually get to Burley for various other events, and I think that could be the moment where we'll be able to sort of connect together on that particular thing. Fingers crossed and everything else from that perspective. But as we said, there's just so much that you've actually got in terms of this. It's genuinely a delight, and I think it needs to be preserved as well, because we use the term heritage quite deliberately here. It's important that this way of life is not just preserved, but it's also celebrated, because we talk about the difference between the rural and the urban and the suburban and the town and county, town and country things and so on. It is a case of you know, this is a way in which we can see how both areas can work for the benefit of all, and of course great for tourism, great for all sorts of things. And I would have thought actually it should be good for any particular area as well, for local crafts exhibitors to get the opportunity to promote their ways too.
Yep.
I feel as though I've almost been writing your copy there. I mean, I'm speaking to the converted. It's great stuff.
We're just looking on the craft side.
Yeah.
Years and years ago, there used to be lots of people who did corn dollies, made corn dollies.
Yes.
With all the mythology that goes behind a corn dolly.
Exactly.
What it was made for, what it symbolised. But now you're very hard pressed to find anybody doing it.
No, indeed.
And if you look at the on the vintage side, the cry from the steam engine owners now is that there's nobody young, and they fear that once they've finished the steam, all the beautiful steam engines that you see around the shows will slowly disappear. And it's a changing world, but it will be a shame if that happens.
Yeah. I was just caught there by the Chase the Bunny event, and I was thinking, have they got the Playboy? No, it's a different kind of bunny, obviously. It's for dogs and terriers.
It's a little bit of fluff on the end of the string.
Yeah.
It moves very quick.
Yeah.
And that again is open to the public. You can come along with your dog. If it's good at chasing things, put it in the ring and let it chase the bunny, so to speak.
And I know that our resident food taster, Katie Grimmison, will be delighted with the fact that there are lots of food opportunities and tasting samples as well. So that's always good.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yep. Essential part of the whole thing. Mark, it's genuinely been a privilege just sharing some thoughts with your good self, as obviously you gear up for the first Saturday March event. If you're listening to this, obviously today, it's fine. If you're listening, is it over the weekend that the thing actually goes through?
Yep, Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday. So, right. So, yep. if you've downloaded this podcast after the 2nd of March, then you just have to catch up with some of the other fantabulous things that are on Living Heritage Events. If you're listening to it live now, or you're connecting with it, then by all means, make your way there. It's a wonderful event. And I'm envious, because I think Minty's going to be there, and she'll be reporting back to us on her regular slot on a Thursday about how the thing went. I'm sure it'll be absolutely fantastic. But we have two final questions for your good self. Actually, three. You're not related to the Stoke City manager, are you?
No,
that's, I just want to clarify that, because, you know, it's very important.
No, perish the thought, I'm a Leicester City fan.
Ah, very good, yeah. Well, I say very good, actually, because I look back at Leicester City, who, of course, lost the FA Cup final in 1969 to my own side, but that was a Neil Young goal, and things have moved in different ways. And you could well be back up next season. Nigel Pearson is doing the business.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it looks as though he could well
hopefully,
be sort of heading back to Premiership heaven. Happiness for Gary Lineker and the entire household as well, so great stuff there. Mark, it's been fabulous touching with base with your good self. So those two final questions: have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the program today? Has it been okay for you?
Yes, we have.
Okay,
yeah, very good.
So the next critical question is, can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again in the very near future, and certainly giving a telephonic link? But yeah, I think definitely connecting with you either in South Wales or indeed down at Burley.
Yep, well, invitations open to come to Burley and have a look around and do a broadcast.
Brilliant. Mark Hughes from Living Heritage. There is a little bit. Would you like to name some of your other sort of team who actually work with you from this point of view? Because it's always nice to give a few name checks. I mean, I appreciate there might be a cast of thousands, there might be one or two, but if you want to give a few name checks, just so at least they kind of have had their bit of glory as well.
On our staff,
yes.
People who are on our staff,
yes.
We've got an established team,
yep.
Been with us for 8 or 9 years,
yep.
Most of them.
Yep.
James is. Two site managers, James and Andrew, and the rest of the lads.
Fantastic. Mark, it's been a genuine pleasure. Take care, and we'll speak very soon.
Okay.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.